We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Major lawsuit with implications that could circle the globe happening right here in Pittsburgh.
This is a big case.
Right?
Yeah, this is a big case.
ALS, they're now saying in this litigation that ALS...
Well, there's been quite a bit of suspicion about all the hits to the head with football and, you know, chronic brain injury, traumatic brain injury, CTE, ALS, and this is a big one.
The first believed suing the NCAA contending football caused ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Mm. And one of the attorneys in the country known for this sort of litigation joins us. Jason Lukasiewicz. Hi, Jason. How are you, buddy?
Good. Very well, thanks.
We appreciate you doing this. Talk about the injury to your client and this lawsuit and its importance, sir.
Sure, absolutely. So, as you know from my work on the NFL litigation, that repeated trauma is known to cause a spectrum of neurodegenerative diseases. What that means is when you expose yourself to repeated trauma over time, it could cause many forms of later life neurodegenerative conditions, things that we know of such as Alzheimer's disease, dementia, CTE, the big word that you hear in the news with football players, as well as ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease, which is a motor neuron disease. It's when your neurons and then nervous system cause your muscles to no longer work, and you lose all of your muscle strength.
Mm. So the case that you're particularly dealing with here, and you've had experience with this dating more than a decade, and you've been studying the devastating effects of brain injury and concussion injury in sports. Tell us about this client, if you would, if you can, and tell us why this case could be so groundbreaking.
Sure. You know, I have to follow my ethics, and I can only talk about, you know, what is in the pleadings and what is in the papers that have been filed. Matt's 38. He lives in the Pittsburgh area and has worked as a City of Pittsburgh firefighter since 2007. He's married to Jessica, is a wonderful lady, and they have two young daughters. Matt played college football at California University of Pennsylvania in Washington County, where the case is being heard, in 1999 through 2003. So he actually played 5 years, like many college athletes, because he was redshirted 1 year and simply practiced, but
right,
didn't suit up and play any games.
The NCAA pretty much says this is a load of you-know-what. They're saying, number one, they don't believe there's a connection between his injuries and ALS, and they say they're not responsible, even if he was injured. What's your response to that, Jason?
Well, they're the governing body of amateur college athletes. They've acknowledged that responsibility to protect every student that plays in a sport, and that duty has arisen since 1906, and I'm not making this up, when President Roosevelt forced the creation of the NCAA due to athletes dying from the game of football. Mm. So, you know, they are the supreme regulatory body of all collegiate sports, not just football, but any sport, water polo, bowling, you name it. They are the regulatory body, including football.
So tell me, what is your client, tell me what his physical restrictions are now. I've watched people with ALS, and it's punishing.
And I've seen video as recently as last night of your client. It looks like he has severe limits.
Yes, physically he does. He, you know, it's no secret, he is in a wheelchair. He has a voice communication screen that he works and uses through, and had to actually do a deposition in this case through that means. He has even difficulty holding up his head because his muscles has deteriorated so far. He doesn't need respiratory help, but that's usually the last stage of
right,
the disease.
So,
Jason Lukasiewicz joining us. Jason, this may be the dumbest question you'll ever be asked, but They have argued that they've made changes in tackling techniques. They say they've changed tackling techniques. They say they've changed technology in the helmets. The NFL released data saying concussions are down 30%. Do you buy what they're selling, sir? Is football, tackle football with your head now safe?
I don't like to comment on the game of football or how to make it safer, but I definitely agree that there have been changes to make the game safer. But those changes weren't in existence in 1999 and 2003 when Matt played.
Sure. So of the 20,000 men and women in America right now who have ALS, and there's about 60% who are men, how do you draw the parallel between football and his Lou Gehrig's disease? How do you make that connection scientifically?
Yeah, that's a great question, and I'm not a medical expert, so I'll explain it the best way I can. There are risk factors that are associated with ALS, and I'm sure some of us know what those risk factors are. But one of the major risk factors associated with ALS is repeated trauma. As you may see from Iraq and Afghanistan war veterans who experienced IEDs, there are many publishings related to their repeated trauma and their later life development of ALS. It's no different, and that's been in existence since, believe it or not, the early 1900s regarding a link between repeated trauma and ALS. Mm. So, yes, it's a risk factor, and it's a risk factor that not only my client wasn't told about, but nobody that played the game of football from the, you know, age of six all the way up until the pros.
We have about, I think, 20 seconds left, so I'm going to squeeze this one in for you. What are the implications of a win in this case?
Well, you know, it's an important case. It's first a jury in the area of Pittsburgh, which is ground zero to this whole saga with football and repeated trauma. So it will determine the implications going forward as to, you know, what should have been done. And it's an opportunity for the jury to hear those concerns and make a decision and analyze whether Matt was sent to practice and play for 5 years without proper education of the risks.
Well, we do appreciate your time.
Jason, it's big stuff, man.
Jason Lukasiewicz from gpwlaw.com. I'm familiar with your name. We do your commercial, so good luck to you, and I hope it works out.
We'll be following you, buddy. Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you much.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.